Texte numéro 80. Nobel Prize in Economics, a gold mine for understanding the gender pay gap and women's empowerment. Women stirred up a quiet revolution in the labour market, according to Claudia Goldin, a professor of economics at Harvard University. She is the 2023 winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics for her analysis of gender differences in the labour market, particularly the persistent problem of the gender pay gap. Goldin studies, documents, and illuminates the changes in female economic empowerment over time in labour markets, as well as the causes and challenges ahead for all of us who want to make the world a more equal place in which to live and work. Despite some progress, gender inequality remains a global concern. It varies across countries, of course, but women's participation in the labour market falls short of men's everywhere in the world. And when women work, their wages fall short of men's. If you want to understand what's driving the dynamics of these gender gaps, Goldin's work is a gold mine. The role of education, family, and organisation of work are some of the themes explored in her research that explain the historical evolution of gender gaps in labour participation and wages. Goldin coined the term quiet revolution to describe the dynamics of the gender gap in the labour market and the increase in labour force participation of married women in the US in the 70s. She showed that there are two key ingredients to this quiet revolution: investment in education and postponement of age at first marriage. As the average age at which women married increased over this time, going to college became a critical investment for them. They could plan for an independent future and form their identities before marriage and family. Family also strongly influences female labour force participation, with childbirth typically setting mothers and fathers on different paths. Children contribute to gender gaps. But the penalty hasn't vanished. Goldin and her co-authors' research also shows the motherhood penalty declines over a woman's lifetime, but the earnings gap between two heterosexual parents persists due to a fatherhood premium. Examining how workplaces are organised and how that influences the gender gap is another key insight of Goldin's work. According to her research, the gender pay gap would be considerably smaller if firms did not disproportionately reward individuals who work long and particular hours. Industries such as technology have seen changes in how work is organised that have enhanced employee flexibility. But this is not yet as common in the financial and legal worlds, for example. There is more work to do to promote gender equality, and Goldin's will help with this. Adapted from the conversation, October 2023.